USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden hinted on Sunday the United States may stay past the August 31st deadline to get our people out of Afghanistan. Hours ago, the Taliban told Reuters, absolutely not. The United States must be out by 31 August. German military brass are reporting a firefight involving German and American troops and perhaps a Taliban fighter at the north gate of the airport left the Afghan fighter dead on Monday. Seven Afghan civilians desperate to enter the Kabul airport were crushed to death on Saturday, as reported by British military. Former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador, Republican Nikki Haley, tells CBS News President Biden has surrendered to the Taliban.
They're not negotiating with the Taliban. They've completely surrendered to the Taliban. They surrendered Bagram Air Force Base, which was a major NATO hub. They surrendered $85 billion worth of equipment and weapons that we should have gotten out of there.
USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.